CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 12th of July 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB online convention streams announced. Latest news on Get on the Air to Care. RSGB expands remote invigilation to intermediate exams. The RSGB online convention will consist of two streams. The first is called an introduction to ... and will include a wide range of topics to support new and returning radio amateurs, as well as existing amateurs who'd like to try something new. The second is Learn More About ... where speakers will dig deeper into the details of the subject. We're also pleased to announce that Eric Swartz, WA6HHQ, who is the co-founder of Ellicraft, will be our keynote speaker. We'll be releasing more details on the presentations over the next few weeks. The RSGB and NHS Get on the Air to Care campaign continues to gain coverage in the national and amateur radio media, as well as being supported by clubs and radio amateurs. There are some great stories to read on the Society's website that feature clubs like Denby Dale ARS, individuals such as Remote Exam Invigilator Donna, M7DON, and publications ranging from the Emergency Services Times to Third Age Matters, which is the magazine of U3A. See rsgb.org for more. Following on from the success of remote invigilation of foundation exams, the RSGB is pleased to expand that to include intermediate exams. This is from this Monday, the 13th of July. The automated exam booking system will accept bookings for both foundation and intermediate level exams. Please note that the earliest available bookings for exams at either level are during the second week in August. The requirement for intermediate practical assessments is waived until further notice, but this will be reviewed at a later stage. An article has just been published in Nature about the first amateur radio communication system in lunar orbit, Longjiang 2, also known as Lunar Oscar 94 or LO94. It was built by students at the Harbin Institute of Technology. Read the Nature article at nature.com/articles/S4Sierra41467-02017272-8, or just go to the nature.com site. Thanks to the Spectrum Forum for this information. Despite the closure of many amateur radio events, you can still visit the online QSO Today virtual Ham Expo on the 8th and 9th of August. Attendance is free, registration is open. There'll be around 70 speakers over the weekend, including Ward Silver, N0AX, speaking on grounding and bonding. Glenn Johnson, W0GJ, talking the expeditions, and John Portune, W6NBC, on building slot antennas. Go to www.qsotodayhamexpo.com to learn more and register. John Armstrong, GW3EJR, will be celebrating his 100th birthday on the 18th of July. He told us, "It has been a long journey since 1920, although a rather shorter one from when I got my call sign G3EJR in 1948. I'm still active using a very ancient ICOM IC706 with a full-size G5RV on HF and Yagi on the 2-metre bands. When I go out and about, I go on 2 metres with the Beofeng UV5R5. Many happy returns to John. Ofcom had advised that the RSGB, that their online portal was due to be down between 4:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Saturday the 11th of July. Mid-Ulster ARC have been holding online talks during the COVID-19 pandemic. These talks are available to everyone to view on the club's YouTube channel. Last week, RSGB Region 8 representative Philip Hosey, MI0MSO, made a presentation which was followed by a question and answer session with RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB. They also have had talks by Dom, M0BLF, on QO100, George, GI4SJQ on coaxial cable and connectors, and Tony, G2NF, speaking about urban QRM, amongst other things. The MUARC YouTube channel is at, and it's in one of these tiny URL.coms, unfortunately, /GB2RS-07-12. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now possible. UK amateurs thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. To commemorate the third anniversary of the FT8 Digital Mode Club, special event stations will be on the air during the FT8 DMC activity days until the 31st of July. All stations will bear the FTDMC or FTDM suffix. An FTDMC anniversary award can be earned by working the FTDMC on FTDM stations and collecting points applicable for various award classes. See FT8DMC.eu for more. 98164T is the special call sign to commemorate the birth of Nikola Tesla, who was born on the 10th of July in 1856. QSL via the Bureau and EQSL. VC3STYWELL is the third COVID-19 special call sign to be operated by the 730 social distancing nets in Ontario. It's the on the air until the 19th of July, QSL's V3ES. Now for contest news. Please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown, social distancing, which may differ around the world. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own government's advice first and foremost. The IARUHF Championship runs for 24 hours until 1200 UTC today the 12th. Using SSB only 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the Exchanges Signal Report and ITU zone, which is 27 for the UK. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, then 1900 to 2130 UTC, all mode 432 megs. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, SSB leg of the 80-metre club championships running from 1900 to 2030 UTC, exchange a signal report and serial number. 70 megs UK activity contest takes place on Thursday, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all mode the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 19th, the low power contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC, CW only, 3.5 to 14 megs contest bands with an exchange of signal report, serial number and power this time. This is the only RSGB contest with a lunch break, so please check the rules. The 70 MHz trophy contest also takes place on Sunday the 19th. 1000 to 1600 UTC, all mode exchanges, signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. UK 6-metre group summer marathon runs until the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 50 megs band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. An elevated solar wind stream moved past Earth late on the 4th of July and early on the 5th, sending the KP index to 3. This was the most significant solar event of the last week, as otherwise the sun remained calm. The KP index remained at 1 or 0 for the rest of the week, which no doubt helped boost propagation. There were no sunspots this week after the minor group region 2766, which pushed the sunspot number to 12, vanished on Monday. Note that the number 12 represents two sunspots in one group, so it wasn't quite as exciting as it sounds. Otherwise, there was little to write home about. Sporadic E continues to be the major mode of propagation, although there were days when it was more sporadic than in the previous week. We've probably seen the best of sporadic E season now, although it should keep running until late August, albeit at lower levels. If previous experience is anything to go by, we can expect a few bigger openings yet, so please don't write off 10 metres completely. The NOAA space weather prediction for next week doesn't exactly inspire either. It has the solar flux index pegged at 68 to 69 with a maximum planetary KP index of 2. The stereo ahead spacecraft view shows very little in the way of forthcoming activity, other than a few bright spots in the extreme ultraviolet view that may or may not come to something as the sun rotates. Looking for some good news, according to the Chilton Ionosonde data, 20 metres is generally staying open on 3,000 kilometre paths until around midnight on most nights, although you may find 30 metres more reliable. Now for VHF and up, it's looking like another week of changes, with last week's unsettled weather making way for a new ridge of high pressure this weekend. That means that after a period of potential gigahertz band rain scatter, we're now heading into some tropo prospects, especially in the south, for paths into France and across Biscay to Spain. But low pressure is never far away to the north, particularly after midweek when a low passes close to Scotland, and showery fronts are driven across the country to give a few rain scatter options again. The sporadic east session season is still out there, and usually the best advice is to check the bands and clusters for activity mid-morning and again late afternoon and early evening. Moon declination goes positive today, 144 meg sky noise is low, but rising as the week progresses. Apogee is tonight, so path losses will be falling throughout next week. Peak moon declination is just a week away, meaning longer moon windows. Time to get that EME system up and running again. There are no major meteor showers this week, so continue to operate around local dawn, that is, for the best chance of random meteor scatter contacts. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too until next week.